Simon & Schuster Audio presents Vulture Capitalism. Corporate Crimes, Backdoor Bailouts, and the Death of Freedom. Written by Grace Blakely. Read by the author.
Probably it is true enough that the great majority are rarely capable of thinking independently, that on most questions they accept views which they find ready-made, and that they will be equally content if born or coaxed into one set of beliefs or another. In any society, freedom of thought will probably be of direct significance only for a small minority. F.A. Hayek, The Road to Serfdom. A spider conducts operations that resemble those of a weaver, and a bee puts to shame many an architect in the construction of her cells. But what distinguishes the worst architect from the best of bees is this, that the architect raises his structure in imagination before he erects it in reality. Karl Marx, Capital, Volume 1. Introduction. When you wake up in the morning, the first thing you probably do is pick up your phone. That phone is made of rare earth metals, which were likely extracted from a country like the Democratic Republic of Congo, where rebel groups use the revenues from mining these minerals to purchase weapons. But that fact will be far from your mind as you check social media, eking out a little you time before the day begins. In doing so, you are surrendering information about the most intimate parts of your life to companies like Facebook, which has been accused of promoting far-right extremism, facilitating child sexual exploitation, and interfering with the outcomes of democratic elections, or Twitter, now X, which was recently purchased by an egomaniacal, union-busting billionaire who fires the platform's employees when his tweets don't receive enough likes. You roll out of bed and pull on some clothes manufactured by a multinational corporation that outsources production to Bangladesh. After thousands of their peers were crushed to death when a garment factory collapsed in Dhaka, the workers who made those clothes organized themselves into a union, but they're still paid poverty wages. You see an old piece of clothing on the floor that doesn't spark joy, so you remind yourself to take it to a charity recycling bin. The item of clothing may then continue its journey to a huge dump in Kenya, where impoverished children pick through the waste to find a few items of resaleable quality. You rush out into the brisk, cold air, which is mercifully slightly warmer than the air in your house.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?